Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Welcome to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Kimmy Walker here as your host. Today I am joined by Shannon Beecham. Shannon has been supporting families as a doula and breastfeeding counselor since 2013. She is the founder of Pregnancy with Mrs. B, Holistic Women's Health and Birth Services. She's also worked in the areas of sexual abuse, family reunification, and parenting education. Welcome, Shannon.
Hi, Kimmy.
Thank you for being here.
I'm really excited to be here. And as I've said earlier, a little nervous, but mostly excited.
Oh, good. It'll be really easy. Why don't you start off by telling the audience how you started your journey into becoming a doula and getting into holistic women's health and just birthing services?
Okay. So becoming a mom is definitely what woke me up to my intense love, I guess, to be a mother. It's something that I wanted, but I was kind of afraid to own it. And it just kind of lit something up in me. It was something that I really wanted to share with others, to really feel excited and positive and empowered about their birthing experience, because you really get a lot of messages that are opposite of that. And it can be tolling on the body and the emotions when you want to feel joyous or proud about certain things when it comes to pregnancy and birth and motherhood, but you feel like, you know, you have to downplay things or fearful of the negative things that you hear in kind of our culture, our mainstream culture of birth. So yes, the short answer is becoming a mother.
Becoming a mother. Okay. What has been the biggest hurdle you've overcome in your journey, personally and professionally, in regards to self-care? And how did you kind of navigate through it?
I think I had to hit rock bottom first before I realized how important it was. Getting really caught up in the excitement of being a mom and the excitement of kind of realizing what it was I wanted to do with my life, career-wise, you just go, go, go. And then I started feeling bad, being really tired, being cranky to the kids. And, you know, that wasn't fair to them and it wasn't fair to myself. And just really realizing how important it is, you know, no matter how much you feel like this is for you, this is what you're supposed to do, that you still have to slow down and take care of yourself.
Right. So I wanted to point out, you homeschool.
Yes.
Okay. And also you all, and I always think this is cool, and I always point it out, and your entire family is vegan.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So how do you balance all of that? Because that's a lot. Like, not only, you know, some people are stressed enough just with the hours they have their children at home after school, but you're actually taking care, creating lessons plans. You're like teacher, mom, chef, you know, everything you're cooking is, you have natural and organic. How do you balance all of those different things, all of those different roles?
I definitely feel like organization is key. Without it, I think I would have no anchor. I'd feel completely lost. But even with that, there are still times, there are still moments where balls that you're juggling fall off and things get chaotic for a period of time. But I've learned to embrace that flexibility because life isn't static and we're not static people. And all the planning in the world is great, but you also have to have, I guess, even a sense of humor about the moments when it's not and they happen. But at the end, I still feel grateful for this life and my desire and to do the things that I want to do.
What advice would you give, especially to mothers who are looking to make a leap or thinking about entrepreneurship or thinking about homeschooling? are trying to take their health into their hands, whether it's for themselves or their entire family, what kind of tips would you give them for getting started on if that's a new journey for them or something they desire to do?
I think when it's something that you're getting started with, social media is great. Social media, blogs, just kind of glimpsing into certain communities that you maybe want to be a part of or new circles that you want to bring around yourself. And based off of what you're seeing and what you're reading, kind of pay attention or be in tune to what it is that excites you. And that would most likely point to the direction and that change that you want to make. So when I decided to become vegan, for me, like my husband just did it cold turkey and that was his path. And for me, I had to do it slowly. But what was easiest for me was cutting out snacks and then, you know, meals. So it's a step-by-step thing. You have to start somewhere. You have to pick something. And I think if you really give yourself a chance to be immersed in that area that you want to be in, then you'll learn and pick up on, you know, where the best starting point could be for you.
And how do you kind of stay focused, even in the realms of like just self-care or choosing the path that's best for you, when I guess you're making choices or living certain aspects of your life that may not necessarily be mainstream? So a lot of people don't homeschool, or, you know, your diet, what you all eat, like being vegan, being healthy, taking care of yourself. How do you kind of tune out the distractions from outside or the negative opinions of others about how you're choosing to go about living your life or raising your family?
Tuning out people is like a never-ending lesson for me. I felt it, like you said, when I first wanted to be vegan. I felt it when I was first finding out that I was pregnant. I felt it the second time I became pregnant. I felt it when I decided homeschool. So no matter what it is that you decide to do, people are going to have something to say. And you kind of have to just learn to accept it. But that doesn't mean that you have to listen to it or let it affect you. And no matter how small or different something is that you want to do, there are people that are doing it. And just bringing that community to you. And it doesn't always have to be a huge group of people that you go to. It could be just one or two people, but it makes a huge difference.
What does holistic health mean to you?
Definitely taking care of the whole self, like really pulling it from the word. The cliche mind, body, and soul, but that really is what it is. There are different facets of us. There are different seasons of ourselves. And just respecting each of those and allowing them each to have their moment to shine and to lead you through your life.
How might one know if we're just saying in that, like the whole mind, body, and soul, mind, body, and spirit, how might one know if something is out of alignment?
Patterns will show themselves. It could be eating habits, patterns in that way, or routines. And you'll notice that it's something that is making you unhappy. Maybe if you go home every day and you feel saddened by that, it could be that you desire to want to do something more active or join a group. Paying attention to those patterns where you're not feeling happy can kind of shine some light on what it is that you're not yet fully realizing.
So for someone who's never received any kind of health coaching or wellness coaching, what could that look like?
Definitely will give you more focus. You know, it's one thing to do self-research and you can definitely go far and realize a lot. But especially in a holistic point of view, community is everything. And reaching out to help is humbling as well. And it's part of the process. And really, again, building that community, having people to support you can not only help you to meet your goals, but to make more goals and then continue to reach for those as well.
How can the audience find out more about Pregnancy with Mrs. B? Where are you at, like on social media? What kind of services do you offer with your business?
Okay, I offer right now birth services. And as a doula, I meet with mothers prenatally. And then in some cases, I attend their birth and also provide support in their postpartum period. I also do breastfeeding counseling and herbal services, but really focusing on herbalism amongst families, helping moms and parents to take preventative care of themselves through the foods that we eat and herbs themselves, as well as helping them to use herbs kind of as a first line of defense when you have kind of common illnesses, flus, colds, things like that, to be able to take care of their families and to take care of themselves.
Okay, that's awesome. So your website is?
PregnancyWithMrsB.com. And that's the same Pregnancy with Mrs. B for Facebook, Instagram, but for Twitter, it's Pregnancy Mrs. B.
Okay. Yeah. They got the, you know, it has so many characters.
Yes.
Shannon, thank you so much. Why don't you leave the audience with just like what's your daily mantra? And I know a lot of people's change, but like, what are some of your words to live by right now?
Okay. The day you plant the seed is not the day you eat the fruit. I tell myself this all the time. I say this to my children all the time. And it's really just a lesson in patience and trusting the process.
That's good. That's good. Well, thank you so much for gracing the audience with just information on self-care and holistic health and kind of tuning out some of the shuffle around you and just choosing the path that's best for you. So we appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Kimmy.
You're welcome. Until next time.
All right.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.